The dog would only allow me to put the mask on. I crouched behind a rock, holding the dog. A man called Danny, a prop man, had to climb a ladder because the dog didn't like Danny, an inoffensive man. He also didn't like crumpled paper. So Danny had to crumple the paper at the bottom of the ladder, shin up quickly before the dog got to him.
And of course, by the time he was supposed to assault me, they had to goad him. And he did, in fact, grab me.
A small boy had been dressed in a replica of Christopher Lee's costume in order to make the dog look bigger. But the dog didn't like small boys. When the dog leaped towards little Robert, the boy, the look of terror was on his face.
When the hound is dead, shot by Holmes, he does lift the mask off the face to show why he was so terrifying.
They use this mask to make it look more terrifying. It was starved for weeks, kept down the mine till the time's ripe, then given the scent.
With the hound dead, so ended Hammer's brief foray into Baker Street. Possibly dismayed, they'd failed to gain an X certificate for their version of Conan Doyle's Gothic Creeper. Hammer now went in search of other beasts to bolster their growing horror reputation. The Conan Doyle estate, now controlled solely by Adrian Conan Doyle, would have to look elsewhere for screen adaptations.